If there is an impeachment trial against President Donald Trump, there will be a lot of unknowns as the process moves forward. That's according to Michael Zeldin, a former senior Justice Department official and assistant attorney general, who has provided legal analysis on television for 23 years. Zeldin, a former fellow at the Institute of Politics within Harvard University, will discuss the White House on trial at Albany Law School next Monday evening. He says impeachment will look quite different than a criminal or civil trial.
They're very different in that the regular criminal civil trial has rules of procedure that are articulated in the code books of the United States. So if you have a criminal trial, you have a Fourth Amendment right, a Fifth Amendment right, a Sixth Amendment right, you know, a right to an attorney, a right against self-incrimination, a right to confront, cross-examine all witnesses. Those are, you know, very clearly articulated. If in a civil case you are prepared for trial, you have rights of discovery to learn about information that the other side possesses. So these things are not, you know, surprises. And in an impeachment proceeding, there is no articulation in the Constitution of what rights a person under impeachment is entitled to. So it's a there's sort of a great unknown about what it is that the founders had in mind for the process. The Constitution simply says that the individual shall be tried in the Senate on articles of impeachment that are brought forth to the Senate from the House. And in the case of the president, that impeachment trial shall be presided over by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, but it doesn't say what the process entails, what rights the impeached party is entitled to. So in some sense, they try to replicate the processes in the civil and criminal trial context, but there's no obligation that they follow them specifically. And so there are so many unknowns, unknowables, that it makes for interesting television, if you will.
It's not that the fact that he was withholding foreign aid from the Ukrainians, but he was withholding foreign aid from the Ukrainians in exchange for information on the Bidens. The actual policy of foreign aid isn't the problem. The so-called quid pro quo is the problem.
Well, yes and no. Yes, for sure. If all he did was withhold military aid because he felt that it was in the best interest of the United States that military aid be withheld at that point in time, then he's done nothing wrong. If he has withheld military aid in exchange for dirt on the Bidens, that would be a problem that would amount, you know, be tantamount to some sort of bribery or shakedown or activity that's consistent with criminal activity if it was done in the private sector. If you want this, you shall only get it if you do this. We saw that with Governor Blagojevich in Illinois. Remember, Obama gets elected president. His Senate seat is vacant. He has the responsibility as governor to appoint Obama's successor. What does he do? According to the indictment that led to his conviction, he says, I will sell that seat to the highest bidder. He can't do that. He can give the seat to anyone he wants to, presumably, but he can't auction it off for his own personal benefit. So he's in jail for a long time as a consequence. It's a little bit more extreme an example than what we have here, but the allegation is the president said, if you want this military aid, if you want a meeting with me at the White House, you shall undertake an investigation of the Bidens and you shall make a public announcement to that effect. That the Democrats are investigating along the lines of, is that a criminal quid pro quo? And the reason I say, though, at the outset, that it may or may not be the case, which is to say that it's not clear, actually, I should say it this way, it's clear to me, it's not completely clear to everybody else. There's debate between constitutional scholars, or among constitutional scholars, as to whether a crime is a prerequisite for impeachment. I don't believe it is a prerequisite, but if the President of the United States uses the powers of his office for his personal gain, irrespective of whether there is a quid pro quo or criminal law violation, I believe that the constitutional scholars at the time of the enactment of the Constitution intended that to be an impeachable offense.
Michael Zeldin will speak on The White House on Trial next Monday evening at 6 o'clock at the Albany Law School.